Pinellas County Supervisor Elections Deborah Clark, under fire for eliminating most early voting sites in the county, explained to the St. Petersburg City Council today why she's doing so. Clark, who is being challenged on the ballot this year, is allowing only early voting at the supervisor's offices in Clearwater, Largo, and St. Petersburg as required by law. Other supervisors throughout the state are setting up sites not only at their offices, but at city halls and libraries. But Clark said she's doing what she's doing for two reasons.
Number one, early voting does not increase voter turnout here or anywhere else in Florida. It was a great thing to try. Secondly, it's very expensive. It cost us almost $29 per voter for early voting in the primary of 06.
Clark said state legislative changes since 2004 have made early voting virtually ineffective by reducing the number of hours that early voting can be made available. State law now allows 96 hours of early voting, which Clark said is a reduction of 30% from 2004. And she said supervisor of elections can only have early voting sites at city halls and public libraries. But Clark seemed to really have a problem with the new mandate that early voting results must be reported by precinct.
We have to print ballots for every voter in every early voting site because we cannot have an entire paper inventory of all the ballots that are involved in the election, all the different ballot types, which was over 1,100 ballot styles in this primary this year, and 535 different ballot configurations for this election. So for us to have a paper inventory at every site and hope that the staff person selects the correct ballot simply isn't feasible.
Clark said she would like to have the state legislature expand voting hours and where supervisors can choose larger voting centers.
I hope I'm dead wrong about this. I hope they're successful. But I sat down and I've had people a heck of a lot smarter than I am do the math. I don't know how they're going to get the voters through early voting in the time allowed. Having an additional requirement to print ballots, which takes time, and in Pinellas County, we're fortunate. We have English-only ballots. In other counties, they have two and three languages.
Clark said the enthusiasm for this fall's general election is the greatest she has seen in her 31 years in the business. She says her office, which is heavily promoting voting by mail to eliminate waiting in lines on election day, has sent out 132,000 absentee ballots so far and had about 28,000 returned. St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Baker told Clark that based on the problems he saw at the polls with the sparsely attended primary election in August, he fears there could be a meltdown in Pinellas on election day.
My fear is we're going to have that same system with a very considerably larger amount of people and a larger ballot to try to deal with, and that the results could be a very dramatic long wait and anger and people leaving and not voting because they just don't have time or ability to do that.
He asked Clark if the money she is saving the county by not opening at more early voting sites could be transferred into opening at more voting precincts on election day. Clark said she'll have higher staffing in place on November 4th. Clark has also distinguished herself this year by being one of the only supervisors of elections in the state to challenge a provision of the controversial No Match, No Vote law that has been in effect for just over a month. The law requires that all personal information match the state database. So, if a driver's license or Social Security card information isn't corrected prior to election day, the voter will only be allowed to cast a provisional ballot, pending verification of the information. But Deborah Clark is challenging a part of the law, a challenge that could see her end up in court against Secretary of State Kurt Browning.
There's one category that I see a little bit differently, but the state doesn't agree with my position on it, and that's if the applicant did fill out the application correctly, and it was a data entry somewhere along the line, the state didn't catch it and we didn't catch it. And it's a human process. I can't say we're 100% accurate. And I can't say the state's perfect.
So Clark says she wants to see a different procedure for that applicant.
I think we should be able to have the person who's staffing the early voting site or the polling place election day would be our precinct clerk. If you have that driver's license with you and you say, that's the number I put on my application to register to vote, I think the clerk should be able to call my staff display your original application, the clerk reads the number, my staff says, that's the number on here. And in my little tiny mind, the issue's resolved and you should be allowed to vote a regular ballot.
However, Florida Secretary of State Kurt Browning says poll workers cannot accept proof of voter identification because they are not county election office employees and that the law must be enforced by all 67 counties. In Florida's primary election in August, participation was at near record lows. Although just the opposite is predicted for the Obama-McCain presidential race next month, Councilman Herb Paulson became emotional when describing the typical American's indifference compared to what people in other parts of the world go through to have a chance at voting.
And you've all seen it, the poignant pictures of people from countries that eat mud pies and walk miles for days in horrible conditions so they can stand in a line that is beyond long and vote and stick their finger in an ink jar and just to walk back the same way with ink on their finger to let people know that they voted. And I've heard you and others say people will get tired of waiting in line and not vote that day, where they drive down in their air-conditioned car, and if the line's too long, I'm going to keep going because I'm too gadgum busy to do something that will affect the lives of all of us and for the next 4 years or whatever. It's just deplorable.